Today's Mishnah Mikvaot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Perek Yud, Mishnah Hey. So we've been talking about the idea of making sure that every last place that water could be ultimately come in contact with, it all has to be in the mikvah. So we even talked about opening up the pillows of your couch or your mattress in the event that it's filled with material that would be replaced every once in a while, and so on. Now we've got a fascinating question. We had learned in Kalim, if you remember, what is considered to be the yad of a kli that would give it the din of transferring tuma in and out. So you remember they call yadot ha-kelim. It's a concept of yadayim. So that even if something is not part of the etzem kli, the very fact that I handle the kli with this, so I got a long handle, let's say, on a frying pan. Or how about an interesting case? I have a long chain on a bucket that I'm going to be using to take water out of the well. Okay. So now the Mishnah over there in Kalim gave lengths that up to that length, it's considered to be a yad. Why? Because that is usable usually for the size of the kli. Beyond that, it's too long of a hand. Nobody's going to hold a frying pan 3 feet away from the frying pan. That's ridiculous. So in the end, you're going to be cutting off that part of the handle. So because of that, that part of the handle is not considered to be part of the kli. And what's interesting is that even if the kli becomes tamei, that part of the handle does not become tamei along with it. So if you cut off that part of the, and remember, it's the kli that becomes tamei is not going to be mitamei kelim, and it's certainly not going to be mitamei things that aren't kelim, because it's just a piece of wood that's going to be sawed off. So therefore, there would be no problem of tuma on that yacht. Now that raises the question, okay, so what do we do about being tevel the kli before I cut off the handle, right? So I don't have a saw handy. I want to use this frying pan. It's got a 5-foot-long handle. I know perfectly well that I'm not going to be able to use a 5-foot handle. I'm going to be cutting off 4 feet of it, right? And now I want to be tevel it. What do I do with that extra piece? It won't fit into the mikvah. So how am I teveling the rest of the part, which is tamei? Do I have to get the whole thing in? And what good will it do to get the whole thing in? Since if I'm considering that I'm going to be cutting it off anyway, and maybe kola omed ligzos kegozus dami, then that would mean that tomorrow there's going to be a raw piece of wood, and it never went into the mikvah. And that was the real edge of the kli. So I don't know what to do. So the question over here would be, how about kol yadot hakelim? So the question is, we know that if we have something that is tamei and it's part of a kli which did not become tamei, that the din is the whole thing has to go into the mikveh anyway. That's the normal halacha. So if you've got a case of a particular, remember we have dinim where only the inside of a kli will be tamei, right? Or only the outside of a kli will be tamei, like our gezerah of mashkin and so on, right? So do I have to get the whole thing into the mikveh? Absolutely. That's a beferish mishnah, a different mishnah. Kim. It's all considered to be tamei. You can't be only tovo part of the kli, the part that's tamei. Well, I mean, essentially, that's what we have over here. We have part. In this case, it's yodos. It's not the question of which part of the kli. It's that this is not really part of the kli. So does that apply here too? Yes. In a strange way. In this case, if they're going to be cut, then they're not there. It's as if it was already cut. And therefore, if we're teivel, we can be teivel the whole kli up to that point. Because if you view something which is omed liktsots, kikatsuts dummy, so then if that would be the case, it's as if it's not there. which leads us to a Gabi idea, and that is kol ha'omed lachtoch, or kol ha'omed l'ksotz, kechatuch dami. It's as if it was already cut off, and therefore just put the kli into the mikveh up to the place where it is going to be cut off. Now, that sounds interesting, except that it is absurd on the surface. I mean, if we did cut it off, then we would have the edge that was cut off, and we're not titling it. So I don't understand. Maman of Shach. If we're viewing it as cut off, then why don't we have to put the edge of the handle, that freshly sawed piece of wood, why don't we have to put that in the mikveh? And if we're viewing it as still connected and part of the kli, why don't we have to put the whole thing into the mikveh? How can we have it both ways? How can we be tevel something that is not going to be in the mikveh because it's currently covered by a piece of wood that's extending off of it, and claiming that we put the whole kli into the mikveh? This makes no sense. Now, if you tell me, well, remember, there's a din of beta sitarim, and anything that is beta sitarim doesn't have to get into the mikveh. Ah, now that's interesting. Okay, so suppose somebody doesn't spread his legs in the mikveh. Water doesn't get between his legs. Is it going to be ma'akev the tefillah? No. Why? Because it's beta sitarim. And therefore, it's not important that the water get to it. In the same way that Beit HaSfarim is not Mekabel Tuma, it's not necessary to be Mekabel Tefillah. Maybe that's the reason. So this piece of the handle is a Beit HaSfarim. Ah, but did you forget? We had before the din that even if something is Beit HaSfarim and doesn't require Tefillah, how about if you've got a piece of toothpick stuck between your teeth? Now, your teeth are definitely beta starim. You don't have to open your mouth and let the water into your mouth when you go to the mikveh. So it's no problem, right? Wrong. Because we learned before that even beta sitarim needs to be roi lebiasmai. It's true it doesn't need the water to be there, but it needs to not have a chatzitza so that theoretically the water could be there. Now, if that's the case, in this particular situation where we're saying we're going to be cutting off the handle, and therefore, you're right, it's Beit HaSfarim, and you're right, we haven't put it into the mikveh, but it's got a big chatzitza. The chatzitza is the piece of the handle that wasn't cut off. So why in the world wouldn't we say that it needs to be roi lebiasmayim, and therefore there's no way to be tevel this kli? You'll have to first cut off the handle, then you get the raw edge, then you put it into the mikveh. And the amazing halacha is, as the Mishnah said, it's no problemo. Why is it no problemo? Because in the case of a kli, there is no din of its needing to be ro'i l'biasmayim, and there's no problem of a chatzitza that is currently a chatzitza on a beit hasdarim. As to why that's true is not 100% clear. Some of the mafarshim say it's true because there's never hakpada on the beta storm of the kliva haraya. It's currently a very long handle that he hasn't cut off. And therefore, since by definition it's no hakpada, it cannot be a chatzitza. Okay, perhaps. In any event, the Mishnah is coming to tell me this brilliant halacha. Actually, if somebody asks you, is there ever a case we could have part of the kli sticking out of the mikveh and it would still be a kosher tefillah? Surprisingly, the answer is yes. So that's the din that we just learned. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Achi et pol et kulo. You're going to have to put the entire thing, even the extra 5 feet that you've got on this handle, even though it's going to be cut off. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of kol ha'omed lachtoch kechatuch dami, and therefore, according to him, you're going to need to either put the whole kli in, or it's not going to be tahor. But how about a fascinating case like this? Suppose the extended handle is a chain. So if it's a chain, now you don't view it as all being one piece, right? So it's true you're going to be taking off some of the links of the chain. Now, In that case, if you have a shall shell it. So now that shall shell it, the Mishnah over there talked about different shiurim of how long a shall shell it can be in order to be considered a yad. Now consider a very large dli. So you have a bucket that holds tremendous amount of water. If it is big, you're not going to be able to lower it with a large chain because of the fact that you can't move around a bucket that has such a large chain attached to it because it's very heavy. And if it's very heavy, just imagine how heavy the chain is going to be. In which case, it's not normal to put a massively 100-pound chain on a bucket to enable you to put it down to the bottom of a well and then to draw up 50 gallons of water, which is you're going to need a very thick chain in order to do that, especially if Barnea is sleeping in the bucket at the time that you want to raise it. So in that case, there's limits to the length of the chain. So shalshelet dli gadol, the maximum that you could lift would be a 4 tefachim long chain. If it's a dli katan, then the maximum would be 10 tefachim, and that's about as much as you're going to carry around. Okay, so whatever those shiurim are, which we talked about of the ideas in Masechet Kelim, but the question over here is, how much of the chain would need to go into the mikveh? Because here, we don't have the problem that we have where it's one long piece. We don't need kola omed lachtoch kechatuch tame, do we? We simply ignore the extra pieces of chain that are attached. And then we've got the whole thing in the mikveh. So there, for sure, matbilin, ad mekom amida, we only have to go up to the point of the chain of the 4 tefachim or the 10 tefachim. So that should mean that even if, according to the Tanakhama, even if the 10 tefachim end smack bang in the middle of one of the links, well, you only have to be taiva up to that part. Says Rabbi Tarfon, of course not. That link needs to be completely put into the mikveh. You're not going to cut a link in the middle, for heaven's sakes, then lose the link. If the link is usable, so then you'll leave the link there. And therefore, if you measure and it ends in mid-link, of course you would need to be put it off based on what we said. That even if you would say, kol ha'omed lachtoch is kechotuch, like the Tanakhama, in this case it isn't omed lachtoch, because it's insane to cut half of a link off if you're not be able to use a link. So therefore, in this case, definitely, it would mean the entire link up to the little point that it would be slightly beyond the Asara Tefachim or the Arba Tefachim. Now, how about if you have something that is attached in a way that is not the most effective attachment? Let's say you've got a basket that also has not a chain, you never use chains for baskets, but you do use ropes for baskets. And if you tie a rope to a basket, you would think that it would be the same halacha of the chain, but it's not. Because the truth is, it is not effective to tie ropes onto baskets. What generally happens is that it loosens or it pulls the basket apart, and therefore people don't tie ropes to basket in a permanent way to carry a basket. What you do is you'll sew a rope onto a basket over a certain amount of the basket weave. And that, yes, that does work. And you take a look, by the way, you look at purses that are made of basket weaves. That's exactly what's done. You take the basket weave purse, but the handle, that is the straps of the purse, are sewed onto the length of the edge of the basket weave, right? That's the normal way, even today, in which you would connect a rope to a basket. And therefore, if you have a basket that's tied with a rope, that's not to be a chibur. It has to be tefur. And therefore, if you do have a rope that you tied, it's not considered to be an extension of the basket itself. And therefore, it would absolutely be a mechatzitza, if it's tight. And if it is sewn, then it would absolutely be a chelek of the basket and would need to be put in to the mikveh together with the basket. So the only time that you wouldn't have to worry about it is if it's very loose and the water can get through anyway if you tied it. But otherwise, you have to worry about it in both directions. If it is sewn, it's an extension of the basket, needs to be put in. If it's not sewn, if it's tied, it's a chatzitza. And only if it isn't chotzeitz, then you can actually leave the rope on the basket. Whew. Okay, fascinating chiddushim. And ready, Ezrat Hashem, for continuation on Yom Rishon. Meanwhile, wishing you a wonderful, hopefully calm day, or maybe not hopefully calm day, but whatever it is, Hakol B'dei Shamayim, and may we be zeicha for Kabbalat Pnei Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mehira V'yameinu.